Buddy wanna have deep talk. Guess it's why I keep chalk in my pocket when sleepwalk. Never know which bridge it's gonna be that I leap off. But that'll never happen till they turn on my beats off. People trying to talk upon the mic, they too leaf soft. It's time to catch wreck with the creator like Pete Rock. I'm living in the rainforest, chorus is treetop. The other side of that tidal wave made a seesaw. So welcome to the coastal, most vocal, go local. Walk upon shifting sand, distant land focal. Shimmering delivery, remind me of an opal. In ancient time they used to call it Constantinople. Now talk about paradox. I'm flying through the air like an arrogant hawk. Tired of all the uninspired rhymes. Compare if you want. Disparage your thought, repair what you brought.
I've been going the distance, but a little inconsistent. For instance, nah, never mind, it's a new page. We Jetsons in this new age. I'm trying to jettison things that's not medicine or halfway relevant to my pathway. Eloquent rap stay as my form of propulsion. Not stuck going nowhere on a peloton. Here's a bulletin, my heart fuller than some previous times. Thankfully there's been development, and scoop bills like fish and grills a pelican. Trying to do the best that a fella can, enveloping space and time through what mocha only is thunk. With more raps than hats of felonious monk. We play craps with snaps through your Sony with funk. It's a gamble how we amble like we won't even slump. But to reach distant lands takes persistent plans. Hearts resistant to risks and slams. We've only begun. And getting there half the fun. Yeah, you know it, man, so don't even front.
My duty shall improve, it's no excuse. My crew stay committed to all known pursuits. On the path to reap the golden fruit. Holding juice in a sentimental mood. The style is so recluse. Hold truth, a bitter taste, no bitter man. Move fresh on my toes and stay vigilant. And put my faith in the stars, my God, no Michelin. Now I catch the gray man in a distant land. To pep your step up like 50 grand. And stay focused on the mission plan. While putting work in like a prison camp. Remain stealth, spread wealth, and flip the cards we dealt. So when we strike, you know the impact is felt. It's like, man, that's a lot to navigate. Desire changes so quickly once you have a taste. Mask on or mask off in this masquerade. It's mask on or mask off in this masquerade. I dance on them like Cassius Clay. Okay.
Turn the music on and you can sing along.
Okay.
Hello, 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 and I am back with Beats and Eats. Let's just go through that second set. We had off of the album Power Volumes 1. We had Power. Then we had Kick It With You, Papers. That's one of my favorite tracks. And then, because I have guests here with me, they showed up in the rain. Ow. I was chatting about the last track that we heard, which was Distance Land, that was featuring a lot of folks on the track. There was Prevail, Mocha Only, Super Duty, Tough Work, and DJ Weasel. So I hope you enjoyed. I took you a little bit of the old school, brought you into the new school. And I want to welcome my guest today. So if I could have whoever would like to introduce themselves. You know, I've been introducing the folks to you guys before you arrived, but I feel like let me pass it on because I've been talking.
Hey, it's Yolanda Sargent from Sargent and Comrade. We're glad to be here at CJSF 90.1 FM radio. Simon Fraser University, Beats and Heats.
Yes.
With Nicole Hines.
Hey.
Vancouver, BC.
Vancouver, BC. Yes, yes, indeed. Okay, so we just, as you rolled in today, we were listening to your album, your latest album. I have a quick question because when I was searching up, was this released in June of 2025?
Maybe.
possibly. The internet streets said about June 5th, June 6th. My birthday is June 6th, so I was trying to really get connected. in some way. So
yeah, when did they say it was released?
They said about June 5th, June 6th is what they said. Yeah. Birthday vibes. Hey, I'm holding a copy. Yeah, sweet. I love that.
Love it.
Okay.
Either on the headphones. And we got
But I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. You're good. You're good. Yeah.
We're doing it live.
We are. So, okay, welcome for joining us. First off, you guys are here because you have a show today at Guilt & Co. It is March 19th, a Thursday. You're doing the early show, so at about 7 o'clock start.
10 p.m., yeah.
Type of thing. And I love the Guilt & Co. It's a really great vibe. I have gave the address and all the things. It's going to be in the show notes. But for folks who maybe don't know you guys, what can people expect when they show up tonight?
What can they expect? Just to see us. Alive and well.
Some soul music. We got soul music, funk music, a little bit of hip hop. We got a surprise guest.
Hey. A few surprise guests, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Really cool show planned. And the venue's really cool. So it's going to be a real good vibe. Yeah, it's some soul music and some turntablism going on and a bunch of cool stuff.
And you guys, like, if you could share a bit about your journey, because you've been in the game for a hot minute as Sergeant and Comrade, right? So will it be like a mix of sounds tonight, or are you kind of sticking to more newer stuff, like organic?
We'll be doing a combination of different songs from different albums. We have like 4 albums now, right? So yeah, we'll go through a bunch of them, and then we'll probably like release some unheard stuff today. Hey. So that'll be fun.
That will be so fun. You have to. Oh my gosh. If I didn't have other commitments this evening, I would be there. I have seen you guys. I've seen Yolanda Sargent in way back in the early
back in the day.
In the early days off of 17th Ave, I think, is probably one of the first spots I saw you at. So I highly recommend attending this evening. It is worth getting out in the rain. We are Vancouverites. We know what's up. The rain doesn't stop us. Like, get out into the streets for sure. But yeah, back to like the journey of how you guys connected.
We were just kind of, I think we met at a party or something back in the day.
We started jamming.
And then we were, just kind of started doing music. I come from more like the hip-hop realm, so like I'm a DJ producer. And and I heard Yolanda's voice, and I was like, oh, man, we should do some music together. And here we are.
And here we are.
All the things.
A little choir kid.
For real.
I am a choir kid.
Yeah, Yolanda, yeah. So I think, and it's also like, a part of our sound too, because it's we kind of blend like lo-fi samples in with like live elements and, like soul music and funk music, so there's like a crisscross between like, you know, live instruments and like DJ samples and like crackly records and things like that.
I love it. So tell me a little bit about Power Volume 1. What was this project like to put together?
So like with Power, I don't know. I felt like we were initially, when we did the album, we were going to do this kind of like yin and yang thing. Just because like we were basically coming off like the death of our late bass player, Marvin the Fly Key. So we were just like trying to, I don't know, pick up the pieces almost, because like for me, at least, I felt like music didn't really feel the same anymore. So this is more or less like the darker side of the album. There is a Power Volume 2 coming out. We did kind of remix the plans, and there are some darker songs on here, but there are some happy songs also. So it's not just like all sad and then all of a sudden it's like but I'm excited for Power Volume 2. It's gonna be great. And I just feel like a lot of life, you look outside of yourself for like what it is you should do or like who you should be. I felt like Power was just like the beginning of like reassociating like the higher self, like the dreams, the aspirations, and all these different things the self-esteem, the self-love, the self-harmony, the self-discipline, mm-hmm. all just bringing it back to center and realizing that you have to go inward first in order to be able to change the world outside of you.
Facts.
So hopefully the sentiment and the feel and the vibrations of this are felt mm-hmm. and people wake up if they've been sleeping.
Yeah, so this record kind of explores, like, it's called Power. It's exploring, like, inner power and the power we all have as, like, individuals, and a lot of people don't realize how powerful you actually are.
That mm-hmm. part.
If you kind of, like, put your mind to it and whatever, all the stereotypical stuff. But,
factual,
but it's all
statement.
True, you know.
It's true. It's so, so true. Like, we do forget that we have the power within, and I think during these times, it's really important to remember that. So how fitting. My next question for you is, like, do you have a favorite off of the album? Or favorites?
The thing is, with the songs, they're all my little babies.
Hey.
So it's like anytime I hear them, I remember, like, the time, the place, the inspiration, like the process of actually making the song. Mm-hmm. And then it's so weird because regardless of how many times I hear it, if I listen to the lyrics or if I listen to, like, the instrumentals, I'm like, I have, like, aha moments. I'm like, so that's what I was saying.
Aww.
Or, like, a new, like, reinterpretation of what I already saw, but, like, deeper into the rabbit hole. It's like, oh, okay, this makes even more sense now. So, yeah, they're all my little babies because they couldn't exist without each other.
Hey, yeah. That's right. They're part of, like, the puzzle, like, so to speak, like, yeah, like, they're all part of that.
My cloud.
I am going to switch things and then I'm going to come back to music, because on Beats and Eats, we talk about food as well. And,
oh, Gravy Records.
Hey, that's why the mixes are always, I got it. at the beginning of the show, I shared a recipe, a super, super easy recipe for a smoothie, because I feel like smoothies remind me of spring and summer, and I have them often when the sun... I'm trying to channel the sun, because out here in these lower mainland streets, we've got 10 more days of rain, pretty much straight. So I'm curious, what are your favorite foods that kind of bring sunshine to your day?
I would say I like sweet potato. Hey. I like avocados. I like eggs. I like quinoa.
You know, eggs are underrated.
They're so good. I like them boiled, though.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anything that's in the sun, that has to grow in the sun, I like to eat.
Yeah,
I think just like foods that you associate with, like, hot countries are like, for me, it's probably like Mexican food.
Oh, I love Mexican food.
I like tacos and all the things.
Protein. Yes. I love it. I love it. So, okay, we talked about the fact that I'm going to be plugging the show that you are going to be at today in Vancouver, but let's talk about some of the other things that you have upcoming. This is not your first time to BC.
No.
Right? So welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for trudging through this weather that we've got going on, but it's all good. We don't have to shovel it.
Sure.
So please share, like, what else do you have on the go?
So we are going to Victoria, BC.
Yes.
On Saturday, we're playing Garden City Grooves Festival. Hey. We're opening for Shabazz Palaces along with Trippy Cals. It's going to be a great show. Tickets are still available. Come through. Witness a legend in action.
Love.
Yeah, Diggable Planets, Diggable Mastermind.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Also, shout out Bobby Henderson Music, also in the studio with us right now.
Okay, yeah. Bobby Henderson Music. Hey.
His guitar, though.
Go ahead.
We're going to be working on a bunch of things. We do have another project that's like kind of like a pop project. Stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've released a few songs from that.
Yeah. I think, yeah, we got a bunch of stuff on the go. I think mm-hmm. the thing to watch out for is Mo Gravy Records.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we'll be releasing our stuff through there. So there's, like, actually a big album that's coming, as we mentioned, our late bass player.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, this funk legend from back in Calgary. Like, if you go there, there's, like, a big mural of him.
In Inglewood.
So he's got this funk record that he was working on that we finally kind of like finished up and we're dropping in June.
Okay.
And that one has a bunch of Sergeant Comrade tracks on there, but it's got all these other singers from Calgary, like soul R&B singers.
Nice.
And it's like super funky and really cool album. It's called Fly Trap. And so it's Fly Trap, Weapon of Mass Creation.
Yeah.
Is the record. And that one's...
yeah, it's so sick.
Love. It's I can't wait for that.
Next level stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we would love to have that in these streets here over at CGSF.
In these streets.
In these beats and eat streets. That would be incredible. I have a question, because before we went on air, I was talking about one of my fave tracks off of Power Volume 1, which is Distant Lands. And I hear that there's a video on its way.
Yeah. Just finished the edit.
It was so weird, though, because the way that that track came together, we kind of just like had this beat. And then Brandon from Super Duty Tough Work was in Calgary for Calgary Folk Fest.
Okay.
And we're just like, yo, you want to come to the studio? And he's like, yeah. So he came to the studio. He laid down his verse. And then after, we're like, yo, who else could we get on this? And then we just like thought of Mocha and Prev, and then it all came together that way.
Yeah, yeah, it's so kind it was pretty of like cool. A Western Canada connect
for real.
Song because totally. it's like we're from Calgary, and then we got Brandon from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And then we got Moke and Prevail from Vancouver.
Yeah. So and Victoria.
And then, oh yeah, that's right.
Because Moke is from Victoria.
Yeah, yeah, Nanaimo too or something.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. Nanaimo roots.
Something like that. If you listen in and you know, then you know.
100%.
Yeah, it's definitely a big time Western Canada track. And then we were on tour. We did a Western Canada tour and we got the video footage for the actual music video. So it's like the music videos kind of highlights like Western Canada.
Yeah. You know, I was saying, like, you know, before we started recording and stuff like that here or talking, the fact that there are so many artists on this track and everybody's like individual, but it just cohesively sounded like it was a crew that always, and I know that some folks have already kind of worked together and are probably going to be working together after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Right? So I love that.
It's cool though too, because I feel like Mocha and Prev, they're like OG status and like Brandon's like the new age, like, so it's like a combination of like the past and the future, but like we're like all like in the future together.
Love.
Like propelling ourselves forward.
I like how you said that it's new crew. It is.
It is. It's 100%.
You heard it here first.
Beats and eat.
History in the making.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So my next question for you is just a really quick before we kind of wrap it up, and we're going to end off with another track from Lo-Fi Future. It is going to be actually the track Lo-Fi Future. I'm going to end off with that track. But I'm always curious because I have been interviewing artists, not just from the Lower Mainland and across Canada, but also from Calgary, because I lived there for a long time. And I'm always curious as to like, what's the landscape for musicians out there now? Is it still pretty good? Because it was back when I was living there.
I feel like there's always been pockets of musicians in Calgary. I think that a lot of more musicians are moving to Calgary because the National Music Center is there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like pockets within pockets of pockets. So I think that it's a flourishing scene. Definitely like inspiring things that are happening within the scene. Mm-hmm. And always like new faces, new voices, new sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the garden is blooming.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Okay, and so we shared a little bit about like, you know, what's up in terms of like there's going to be a Power Volume 2 that's out there. But is there anything else that you wanted to share that might be upcoming, even down the line, that you wanted to hint at, even if you can't say all the things?
There's a bunch of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff, but like the way that we work is we work in silence, and then
said if you want to share the things,
yeah,
I
and
get
then
you.
Then we share.
I get you.
Because the
I
thing
get
is,
you.
Like mentally, when you tell people about stuff,
the expectation.
Then your brain makes it seem like you already did it,
facts.
So then you don't want to do it, or you don't doesn't. See the light in the way it should.
Mm-hmm.
So Keep it on the low. Power Volume 2 is coming, though. Stay tuned.
But we should plug Fashion Squad.
We can plug it because we have songs out. Yeah,
there's songs out. So we got this other project. It's called Fashion Squad. And it's kind of like a collective
of artists.
With like fashion designers.
Oh, crazy. Love it.
A little bit more of like a way for us to do like more poppy stuff without putting our name on it.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like, it's like a deep house slash kind of like hip hop kind of vibe to it. But then there's like also a whole bunch of artists on it. And we got a few tracks out. It was actually
Stars in Our Eyes is one of them.
Yeah. One of them got like lots of CBC play and stuff.
So yeah. Top 30.
Like, we got like two tracks out. But that album's coming too, I think, in October or something.
Okay. That is awesome. Love to hear it. Okay. So I'm going to plug the show once more again. Happening tonight at Guilt & Co. And guys, if you haven't been to Guilt & Co., it's a really cool vibe. It's like kind of like in the basement kind of energy. It's like dark, but a lot of like space to sit, and then you can dance as well. Like there's dance energy and stuff like that. Great food, great drinks, all the things. It's they are performing tonight at 7 p.m. I will have links to Guilt & Co. in the show notes today, just in case, but you can always Google them. Google can be your friend from time to time, and they will tell you where they're at. I don't believe you have to do reservations or anything, but I do recommend getting there early if you can. So if you are working, just head right over right after work and get yourself a spot and hang out and enjoy the evening. Before I let you guys go, I would love for you to share, how can folks get connected with you guys online if they want to see what is up, what you guys are up to, where are you on in the interwebs?
So we're available everywhere.
Yay.
Under Sergeant X Comrade. So Instagram, SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Yeah, the Sergeant X Comrade. And then Sergeant spelled with the extra A in there.
Yeah, so it's Sierra Alpha Romeo Golf Echo Alpha November Tango X-Ray
Comrade.
Yes. Charlie Oscar Mike Romeo Alpha Delta Echo. I got a flex.
You have to flex. Yeah. That was incredible. Okay, so I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. You know what I mean? And I know you're going to have an incredible, incredible show today. Because you done know. I've already seen it. I already know. If you come back into the Vancouver streets, I'd love for you to come out and hang out.
Sure.
Over here at CJSF. And then I want to thank everybody else for hanging out with us today. And I hope you guys can make it out for a really, really awesome show tonight. And if you are in the Victoria Streets, there is a show also happening in Saturday, correct?
Saturday.
Right? And I will put the information about that as well, because people go back and forth from the Lauren mainland to Victoria on a regular basis. So I will make sure that you have access to all of that. So before I make way for the next show, what I am going to do is I am going to take us back to the album that I started off the show with, which was Lo-Fi Future. And I am going to play the track Lo-Fi Future. Thank you.
of our future.
Cars won't fly, cause it's lo-fi.